In my mind, right now, I am all. All else is unimportant. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In my mind, right now, I am all. All else is unimportant. We are taught that we should think for tomorrow, we should be aware of the world, we should be programming ourselves and planning ourselves for the infinite future, we should be appreciative of the past. All of these very interesting ideas are put into our mind from childhood on. We are taught these things so that from childhood on we will be aware of the values that are most important in life. However, we now come to a new point of view, which has been known for centuries, been known forever, but it's a new point of view for us. That new point of view is, in my mind right now, I am all. In my mind right now, I am all. And all else is unimportant. In my mind right now, I am all. Think about what that means. In my mind right now, I am all. This is the only time there is. If we were born a moment ago and we die in a moment, the only time we have is the present moment. If we put a lifespan of 50, 100, 1,000 years in there, still, the only moment we have is the moment right now. And all else truly is unimportant. What we have done in the past, what we would like to do in the future, our dreams and our goals and our desires all sound very, very important. They all sound like something that we should give a lot of attention to. A student in school, he's preparing himself for his mathematics test. And he says, I'm going to be a great mathematician. He says, I want to study mathematics. I love mathematics. My father was a mathematician. My mother was a mathematician. I love mathematics. Well, as he takes his test, he is concerned with one thing. He is concerned with showing how much mathematics he understands this moment. How much mathematics is he aware of at this moment? It doesn't matter whether his parents were mathematical geniuses. It doesn't matter whether he takes to mathematics like a duck to water. It doesn't matter that he wants to be a great mathematician, one day working in the field of mathematics to solve the world's problems. All those things are totally unimportant. The only important thing is what he is doing right this minute. The only important thing is what effort or what interest or what intention or what genius he's putting forth on this moment. Does he feel that he loves math? Okay, that's a plus for him. Does he feel that he enjoys math? That's another plus. Does he feel that mathematics is a wonderful and a beautiful and an absorbing idea of ideas, of concepts? That's a plus too. So when he does his test right now, in the now, he has everything going for him. Does he know the answers to the test? That remains to be seen. Does he know what the test is going to contain? Oh, yes. He knows exactly what the test is going to contain. Has he studied the materials that are in the test? Oh, yes. Does he find the materials to be exciting and rewarding to be aware of? Oh, yes. Are the things that he is doing this very moment enjoyable? Does he realize that the test is nothing more than an indication of where he is in his appreciation of mathematics? Yes, he appreciates that. Is the test something to show his skill to his professor or his teachers as to how far he has come in his mathematical training? No. They don't really care. They want you, him, the person taking the test, to care. They want the person taking the test to realize that the moment of taking that test, it is all important. The moment of taking the test is a revelation of the knowledge and the information that they have accrued, the knowledge that they have learned, the knowledge that they have taken from the outside to the inside. Hey, that sounds contrary to what we are sharing, what we are believing. We believe that all knowledge is within us and we are merely revealing it. True, all knowledge is within and we are revealing it. And we're revealing it in the order that our teachers would like to have us reveal it. And that's what the test does. It shows to what point we have revealed it. It shows to what point we have taken that universal knowledge that dwells within us, and we have made it available to us to draw upon at any moment we choose, to utilize it in any way we choose. You see, once we have opened that channel of our inner understanding, and truly it's not a channel, it's the oneness that we recognize for ourselves. Once we open this awareness, this oneness within us, we know the total scheme of mathematics. We do not just know the mathematics of the level that we are studying in school, but our mind soars past that into the infinite possibilities that mathematics is in us. In that moment, we are an absolute genius, an absolute aware being. Genius is merely a being who takes that knowledge of the universal that is within them and applies it to any subject they choose to apply it. How does mathematics apply to everyday life? How does mathematics apply to the universe? How does mathematics apply to driving a car? How does mathematics apply to anything? It applies in its orderly progression of expression to bring about that the result that it is interested in knowing. Now, a mathematician might say, well, I can drive through this stop sign because I know the statistics on driving through stop signs. I know that of 1,000 people who drive through a stop sign, only one gets hit by another car. And I'm willing to take that chance. Okay, then you drive through the stop sign. However, what you do not take into consideration is perhaps you are the 1,000th car at this particular mathematical notation. Perhaps you are this. And you see, mathematics does give us a great informational base. It does give us a priority. It does give us a lot of wonderful things to work with. But it also forgets one area. That if we are so one-pointed in mathematics, for instance, we sometimes forget an avenue or an area of our beingness which is also very important. If I'm living in the now, the mathematics of the universe really is totally unnecessary for me. If I'm living in the now, my relationship to other people is totally unnecessary to me. If I'm living in the now, what I do for a living and what I don't do is unnecessary for me. Gosh, those things sound very important for it to be unnecessary. Well, I'm saying to live in the now. To live in the now, you make decisions in the now. For instance, the foolish decision, shall I drive through that stoplight, that stop sign, or rather, whatever it is the road marker says, shall I drive through it? And a voice within you says, no, at no time is that a wise decision. At no time is it a good decision to violate the laws in the world in which you choose to live. If you are over in some primitive country, or out in our own vast wilderness country, where there are no stop signs as the roads intercross with one another, and they're dirt roads and very few people on it. However, wisdom tells us when we come to a crossroad, look around, see if there's anybody else there who thinks that there's nobody else there. And as we think about that, as we listen to that, and as we learn about that, what happens to us? Well, what happens to us is that we live a very happy life. We are not worried that someone else will be there. We are worried that someone else will not be there. We are merely living harmoniously with ourselves. We realize the road is built to travel on. The road is built to drive on. So in my mind right now, I am all. All else is unimportant. Whether I am studying my mathematics, whether I am driving my car, whether I am living, I live all in the now. And I am a very happy person because I don't clutter myself up with all of the possibilities of the world. Now you say, well, some people like to do that. Some people like to do that. And yes, that's very true. That's very true. And some people like to have problems with their mind. Some people like to have problems with their thought system. But you see, a person who is truly one as all, in my mind right now, I am all, a person who is one as all is tuned in on their inner divinity, on their inner allness, to be harmonious with every circumstance in which they place themselves. And all else is unimportant. Wherever a person places himself, they place themselves, for instance, I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal. What a mundane thing to say. I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal. This presumes that I have a spoon, I have a bowl, I have milk, I have the cereal, I have the honey or the sugar or whatever I like to put on it, and also I have the appetite. Also, I have a place to sit down if I choose that, or I stand in front of the window looking at the seascape as the ocean comes roaring in at the edge of the cliff and making beautiful sounds and being a lovely experience. See, what is it? I am, in my mind right now, all, and all else is unimportant. So, when I eat my bowl of cereal, I eat it harmoniously, joyously. I have an appetite for it, or else I wouldn't be eating it. I enjoy every mouthful that I take. I enjoy every bite that I take, and I am aware of the taste as it goes down my throat, as it crosses my lips and my tongue. I am aware of the taste. I am aware of the feeling of satisfaction in eating it. I'm living absolutely in the now, absolutely in the present moment, and all else is unimportant. That doesn't say that I do not do many things at one moment. I may be standing in front of the window looking out at the ocean. Maybe a giant storm is raging out there, and maybe it is a glorious thing to see safe from inside my home. And I have my bowl in my hand, and I'm eating my cereal, and I'm thinking, what a lovely day. How wonderful to be master of my world and create myself in this warm environment, in this pleasant experience where I can look out the window and see the storm and know that all is good. I am one as a storm. I am one as a not storm. I am one being in the elements. I am one being in my house. I am one enjoying my breakfast. I am one completing my breakfast and no longer having the need for or desire for the bowl of cereal. I have finished it. In my mind, right now, I am all, and all else is unimportant. This is an interesting thought for today. It does not place us outside the realm of logic and reason. It does not place us outside the realm of order and benefit. But it does place us in the awareness that in my mind right now, I am all, and all else is unimportant. So when I place my thought into this awareness that I am all, it is revealed in my thought, in my life, every speck of information, every concept that delights me about whatever it is I'm thinking about. For I don't reach into the file cabinets of my mind and pull it out. It is there. I don't have to search under ABC to see where it might be. I merely enjoy it. The moment I think a thought, in my mind right now, I am all. And my mind knows all, and all else is unimportant. When we begin to think in this light, in this way, we begin to find out that living is an exciting adventure. And all of the things that we do in living bring great and wonderful rewards. Have a lovely day, and know that I am always with you in my thought, in my ideas, in my ideals, in my joy. For I create you listening to me, and I create me listening to me. And it's a wonderful team. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.